This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jess from Franklin.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Jess, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
You're a high school teacher, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what do you teach?
Math.
What kind of math?
All kinds. High school level.
I was thinking about Sokotoa the other day.
About what?
Yep, I do that.
Sokotoa.
What is Sokotoa?
Sine, cosine, tangent.
I don't think I went to that class.
Of course.
It just hurt my head. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. And Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio. Question number one. It was 17 years ago today in 2004. Frasier aired its final episode. Who played Frasier Crane on that show?
Kelsey Grammer.
Brody Jenner teased Kristen Cavallari's return to The Hill's New Beginnings, saying, "She stirs the pot." The Hill started as a spinoff from this MTV show that starred Lauren Conrad.
Laguna Beach.
Paris Hilton is doing an unscripted series about her run-up to her wedding. What was Hilton's signature catchphrase from when she was at the peak of her fame in the early to mid-2000s?
That's hot.
Dennis Rodman turned 60 today. He was in one of the things that took over quarantine for a bit last year. It was a documentary about the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. It was called The Last Blank.
Dance.
Everyone wants John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to star in the upcoming Fantastic Four movie, but Emily says, and I quote, "I don't know if superheroes are for me. I think it's been exhausting. Who's the female superhero in the Fantastic Four?
Oh my goodness. I'm blanking right now. I see Jessica Alba's face from the first movie. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, the Invisible Girl!
So close. I don't think I can give it to her, can I, Dan?
No.
No. All right. Kennedy Jess, by the way, a high school math teacher.
God bless you.
What was that phrase you used, Annie?
Sokotoa.
Sokotoa. Do you know what that is, Kennedy?
I do not.
Sine, cosine, tangent.
Oh. Still don't remember what any of those things
are. Right? Just got 4 out of 5
Ooh,
correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
17 years ago today in 2004, Frasier aired its final episode. Who played Frasier Crane?
Kelsey Grammer.
Tie to 1. Brody Jenner teased Kristen Cavallari's return to The Hill's New Beginnings by saying she stirs the pot. The Hill started as a spinoff from this MTV show that starred Lauren Conrad.
The OC.
Oh. Laguna Beach.
Oh.
2-1
The OC was scripted, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Question number 3. Paris Hilton is doing an unscripted series about the run-up to her wedding. What was Hilton's signature catchphrase from when she was at the peak of her fame in the early to mid-2000s?
That's hot.
3-2 Question number 4. Dennis Rodman turned 60 today. He was in one of the things that took over quarantine for a bit last year. It was a documentary about the Chicago Bulls of the 90s, and it was called The Last Blank.
Dance.
All right. It is 4-3 for Jess. Going to the final question, Kennedy. Everyone wants John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to star in the upcoming Fantastic Four movie, but Emily says, and I quote, "I don't know if superheroes are for me. I think it's been exhausted." Who is the female superhero in the Fantastic Four?
Sue Storm.
Wow.
She's so good.
I would not have expected you to get Laguna Beach wrong and that one right.
Yeah, I get that one.
I love that old Fantastic Four movie that's so, so, so bad.
Yep.
And there's a really good documentary about the making of the third time they tried to do it. It's really, really good.
Jess, I'm sorry. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Good news, though, I have some concert tickets for you. You are going to see Dierks Bentley, the Beers on Me tour at the Xfinity Center September 25th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But you are going absolutely free.
Whee!
Concerts are back.
Woo-hoo!
Concerts are back. What was it like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jess from Franklin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I really thought she was going to say A equals B, B equals C. There.
Y equals A. MX plus B. Right.
Wow, Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say hello again to Trent from Gardner.
Hello.
Hey, Trent.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome back. It is Redemption Week as we give Kennedy a chance to redeem herself against the five most recent competitors to have defeated her. Little redemption song, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
Yes, Redemption Week. Trent, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Trent smoked Kennedy when he was on before. He beat her 5-3.
Okay, Trent.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Let's Kennedy. Go. As you know, you win. Question number one. Matt Damon was asked about the rumors of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez dating, and he acted like he didn't know anything, but he said, "I love them both." Ben and Jen starred in one of the worst movies of the early 2000s together. Affleck played the title character. Name the movie.
Geely?
Drake is number one on Billboard's list of the top 100 artists of the 2010s. Taylor Swift is second, followed by Bruno Mars, Rihanna, and Adele. Which city is Drake from, even referring to himself as the sixth god because of it?
Toronto.
Kelly Clarkson said that people still yell the infamous line from 40-year-old Virgin everywhere she goes. Take a listen and then tell me who yells this.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Steve Carell.
Robert Pattinson, turning 35 today, started off as a glittering vampire named Edward Cullen and is now currently next in line to be which superhero?
Batman.
Friday Night Lights is number one on Entertainment Weekly's list of the 50 best teen shows of all time. The football team in Friday Night Lights is where the phrase clear eyes, full hearts, blank came from. Fill in the blank.
Clear mind.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Good job, Carson.
I think I forgot it yesterday.
You did, but that's okay.
Yeah. Aiden is married now. He's got three kids.
Mortgage.
Yeah. Trent got 4 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right. Good. That was good. Good, yeah. good.
You ready?
Yep.
These are tough. Question number one. Matt Damon was asked about the rumors of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez dating. He acted like he didn't know anything, but he said, "I love them both." Ben and Jen starred in one of the worst movies of the early 2000s together. Affleck played the title character in the movie.
Geely? His name was Geely? I thought it was her name. Anyway, go on.
Affleck played the title character, so I don't know if that was his name or not. I've never seen the movie.
It's not.
Never heard of it in my life. I mean,
I've heard of it.
It's really not.
Never.
Oh. Dan is shaking his head. I don't know.
It doesn't. It's moving along.
Okay. Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free. Drake is number one on Billboard's list of the top 100 artists of the 2010s. Taylor Swift second, followed by Bruno Mars, Rihanna, and Adele. Which city is Drake from, even referring to himself as the sixth god because of it?
Toronto?
That is correct.
I just looked it up. Ben Affleck was Geely.
Really?
You had me going there for a second. I
no,
like, no,
I didn't think that was his name. That's crazy.
Tied it to question number three. Kelly Clarkson said that people still yell this infamous line from 40-year-old Virgin at her everywhere. She goes, take a listen and then tell me who says it.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Steve Carell.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Tied three, question number four. Robert Pattinson turning 35 today. He started off as a glittering vampire, Edward Cullen, and is now currently the next in line to be which superhero?
Batman.
Batman.
Tied at four, question number five. Friday Night Lights is number one on Entertainment Weekly's list of the 50 best teen shows of all time. The football team in Friday Night Lights is where the phrase clear eyes, full hearts, blank came from.
Can't lose.
Dillon Panthers, baby.
Coach Eric Taylor bringing him the championship game.
Clear eyes, full eyes.
Can't lose.
Tim Riggins, baby.
Two things I've never seen, Geely or Friday Night Lights.
Oh, Carson, you would love really Friday Night Lights.
One of those things is not like the other.
It's so corny. You would love it.
Yeah, I think you could watch it with the fam.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, 5-4. Kennedy gets the win for Redemption Week.
Woo!
Nice job, Trent. I'm sorry. Don't get it this time. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name's Trent from Gardner, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Everybody say hello to Lori from North Attleboro.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Lori, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you win the money. She's gone to that soundproof booth. I see here that you work in sales. What do you sell?
I do specialty vehicles.
Huh?
Specialty vehicles?
Tanks?
Yeah, for, no. Well, that would be more exciting. No, for like wheelchair accessibility, like assisted living homes, stuff like that.
All right. Well, if you get any tanks, I would like to buy one.
Where are you going to drive it?
You've been on Sturo?
I was going to say Charlestown. Roads aren't big enough.
I'll straighten some people out on Elm Street. Here we go. Remember you tie, you lose. Question number one. Kris Jenner revealed that she wrote Kim Kardashian a 20-page letter for her 40th birthday. Kim is Kris's second oldest daughter. Who is the oldest?
Courtney.
Alicia Keys shared that since starting to practice meditation, she's become a better mother. Alicia Keys teamed up with this R&B star for the hit 2004 song My Boo.
Oh. I don't know.
To-go alcohol orders from restaurants and bars have been made permanently legal in Texas, and many celebrities call Texas home now, including these two powerhouse female artists that are from Houston. One is a rapper, the other is a queen. Name them both.
I don't know.
Joan Rivers, former New York penthouse, has been listed for a cool $38 million. Joan hosted this show on E! Where she criticized celebrities' style choices. Name the show.
Oh, my God. She was brutal. I don't know. Pass.
Question number five. Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini are set to host the CMT Awards next month. Kelsey Ballerini teamed up with this pop star for the song The Other Girl on her last album, Who Is She?
I don't know anything about country. Terrible!
That's okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Listen, some days are better than others.
That's right.
Right?
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Kennedy?
Yo.
Welcome back.
Thank
you. Lori got one. Oof. Out of five.
Soooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooo
All right, these are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kris Jenner revealed that she wrote Kim Kardashian a 20-page letter for her 40th birthday. Kim is Kris's second oldest daughter. Who is the oldest?
Courtney.
Tie to one. Alicia Keys shared that since starting to practice meditation, she's become a better mother. Alicia Keys teamed up with this R&B star for the hit 2004 song, My Boo.
Nelly?
Usher.
There's always one person that will...
Tie to one, question number three. To-go orders for alcohol from restaurants and bars have been made permanently legal in Texas.
I don't hate it.
Many celebrities call Texas home, including these two powerhouse female artists that are from Houston. One is a rapper, the other is a queen. Name them both.
Well, there's Beyonce.
She is the queen, or a queen.
I'm not sure who the other one is. Mm. Megan Thee Stallion.
Nice. Oh,
that was a guess.
2-1.
Well done.
Joan Rivers, former New York penthouse, has been listed for a cool $38 million. Of course, Joan hosted a show on E! Where she criticized celebrity style choices. Name the show.
Fashion Police?
That show has changed a lot since then.
Yeah, it has. You can't say anything. Yeah. It was a pretty dress.
No.
That's all you
she
can say.
She was ruthless.
Ruthless.
I like all of them.
She was brutal,
please don't
yeah.
cancel me.
3-1, question number five. Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini are set to host the CMT Awards next month. Kelsey Ballerini teamed up with this pop star for the song The Other Girl on her last album. Who is she?
Kelly Clarkson.
I think we interviewed her about this, too.
Who is it?
Halsey.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Dang it.
We played it on Mix for a little bit.
I'm sure.
Yep. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy squeaks out the win there. Nice job. Lori, I'm sorry.
Nice job, Kennedy. Yep.
And again, if you get any tanks on back order, you let me know.
Man, you can't park a Jeep in Charlestown.
Right?
Yeah, just want a tank.
You'll be the first one I call.
All right. Thank you, Lori. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Lori from North Attleboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.